Day 31, Evening. How God helps us to love Him more. The goal of these meditations is to help us love God. I assume that those reading them take Jesus' perspective of reality to be immediately and ultimately authoritative. Let's take a brief look at the background of the greatest command. It was delivered by Moses to Israel. Israel was on the brink of entering their inheritance. Their deliverer was just like their deliverer. Both God and Moses longed for things to go well for Israel. Fulfilling the priority command was the means to ensure that prosperity. It has an introduction. Here it is, Deuteronomy 6:3, Tree of Life version. Hear therefore, O Israel, and take care to do this, so that it may go well with you, and you may increase mightily, as Adonai, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Moses called Israel to attention. In the next couple of verses, we find a renewed call to holiness. As they blessed God, they would be blessed. Things would go well with them, and they would increase mightily. This is the immediate context to the command above all commands. Moses said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These words, which I am commanding you today, are to be on your heart." Deuteronomy 6, 4-6, Tree of Life version. Jesus, answering a scribe, reiterated Moses. Then the scribe affirmed the Messiah's words. The clergyman got it right. Nothing is more important than really loving God and one's neighbor. Mark 12:32 and 33. The scribe said to him, "Right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one, and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as himself, is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." That scribe's words were not rote. They were the result of his meditation. The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, gave a prophetic evaluation of the scribe who thoughtfully affirmed his words. When Jesus saw that he had answered intelligently, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. Mark 12:34. I love that addendum to verse 34. After that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. I wonder what shut them up. I think it was the spiritual power contained in the Lord's confirmation of Moses' command. I wonder what the difference might have been between Jesus quoting Moses and the scribe saying the same thing. My opinion is that there is a distinction between someone who takes a command so seriously that they actually do it, and someone who, recognizing the ordinance is important, cannot accomplish it. Jesus had inherent authority. He incarnated this command. When they heard the Messiah, they were hearing that command fully realized. Jesus lived that command. It was a revelation of who he was. No wonder they didn't ask him anything more. How is your meditation going? I hope you are receiving Jesus' heart for his Father as you seek to conform your heart to his command. My goal is to goad you and stir you up by way of reminder, 2 Peter 1:13, to remind you of these things though you already know them. 2 Peter 1:12. This command to love God is important, and God will help you grow in your love for Him. How will He help you? He will communicate with you aspects of his attributes that he loves about himself that will resonate with you. I'd like us to begin a season of considering Moses' encounters with the pre-incarnate Messiah. Here are the verses, reading Exodus 34, 5 through 7, Tree of Life version. Then Adonai descended in the cloud and stood with him there as he called on the name of Adonai. Then Adonai passed before him and proclaimed, Adonai, Adonai, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, showing mercy to a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means leaving the guilty unpunished, but bringing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation. In our next meditation, we'll begin to explore the background to this amazing encounter. Meanwhile, please pray, Living God, please reveal aspects of your glory that will capture my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Love and War with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books, with links to purchase them, on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you. And please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.